Checkpoint can reveal STA Travel was using Kiwi customers' deposits for overseas holidays to cover company wages and office rent. In its first report back to creditors, administrators Deloitte say they've uncovered a significant commingling of funds within company bank accounts here and globally. That's prompted a warning for Kiwi travellers considering using agents not registered with the industry association. Nick Trubridge has the story.
Abby Lestrange missed out on her three-month trip of a lifetime when COVID-19 shut borders around the world. But that wasn't the worst bit. She's now lost $10,000 due to STA Travel's nosedive into insolvency.
You know, I was hoping that I could possibly put it towards buying a house this year to make something good out of 2020. I wasn't able to go on my travel plans. I thought that could be something good to come out of it, but if I don't see any of that back, it's probably not going to happen.
Travellers like Abby, who deposited thousands for their overseas trips, could be forgiven for thinking those funds were going towards their dream getaways. But sources inside STA say that was not always the case, and customers' funds were instead often siphoned off to pay for company expenses. Those claims are confirmed in a just-released report by administrators Deloitte, obtained by Checkpoint. It states that money held by STA in the form of customers' deposits for trips, as well as refunds paid back by providers like airlines for trips that never happened, has been squandered elsewhere.
Was monies received by STA relating to client refunds and deposits used for operating expenses such as staff wages, PAYE and rent? We are still working through that, but it would appear that the answer to that question is yes.
That's Administrator David Webb. He's Deloitte's National Head of Restructuring Services, and along with his colleague Colin Owens, he's been investigating the cause and fallout of STA Travel NZ's closure, which was preceded by the failure of Swiss-based parent company, STA Travel Holdings AG. Webb says many out-of-pocket STA customers believe their deposits and refunds were held in a trust account by STA Travel NZ.
The monies were not held in a trust account.
Instead, they were held in a so-called client fund account. The administrator's investigations have uncovered funds from that account were forwarded to STA international entities for supplier payments. Funds were also funneled into STA Travel NZ's operating account and from there used to pay for company expenses. So, is it legal? Can your money used to pay for your flights be used to pay for a company's bills instead?
What I will say at this stage is I think it is a legal question, so I won't comment on what the legal entitlements are, but what I will confirm is that the monies were not held in a trust account.
So we went instead to University of Auckland Associate Professor in Commercial Law, Alex Sims.
The thing is, there's no actual law saying that the travel agents have to hold the money in a trust fund. So it's not like a real estate agent or anything like that.
However, Sims says the issues of agencies not using customers' funds to pay for their travel has caused issues in the past. The practice raised eyebrows for the liquidator investigating the affairs of Auckland's Guru Travel when it failed last year.
The liquidators actually said they thought it was irregular, that it wasn't being held. So, you know, it may be sort of a thing that's done in the industry, but doesn't actually mean to say that it's they legally have to.
Meanwhile, in their report to creditors, Webb and Owens say they have faced difficulties in accessing records for STA Travel NZ. Financial records have been particularly hard to come by because they were prepared and maintained by a team located in Romania. On the whole, STA Travel NZ's downfall has prompted Webb to give a word of warning to Kiwi travellers.
It's really important that when people are booking with travel agencies that they are, particularly here in New Zealand, registered with sort of TANZ, the Travel Agents Association of New Zealand, but also where possible, booking on credit cards, which gives you the ability for further insurance and also charge back.
But that word of warning's no help for customers already stung by the STA mess, like Abby Lestrange.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty stressful. $10,000 is a lot of money to lose.
And it only gets worse for creditors of STA Travel NZ, with losses now totalling $11.1 million and counting. For Checkpoint, Nick Trubridge.